useless information that you will neither retain nor call for ever again. Topics include history of the founding sisters, outdated dinner prayers, and boring facts about senior members who will never talk to you again. Question 3. Aren't sororities supposed to be fun? Answer. You have to look like you're having fun. There's a difference. Question 4. Can I get my money back? Answer. No. Kisses and hugs and secret handshakes. A. Jen to Ava. Subject. Re. Pledging my life away. What's the secret handshake? I won't tell anyone. Ava to Jen. Subject. Re. Pledging my life away. It's very complicated. You have to shake the other girl's hand, but instead of shaking it, you give it a light squeeze. Twice. Jen to Ava. Subject. Re. Pledging my life away. Weird. That's also lesbian sex. 7:12 p.m. PST. We're making each other posters. Why?
I don't know. I don't want a fucking poster.
Write that on the poster.
Can I quit yet?
You can do whatever you want.
I'm not a quitter.
I love quitting.
It feels weird that I'm essentially paying these people to hang out with me.
Did your parents not tell you I've been salaried since freshman year?
I knew it. You were too cool to be true.
Jen to Ava. Subject, you've been caught. Hypocrite.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, you've been caught.
Oh no! What did I do? Was anyone hurt? Jen to Ava. Subject, re, you've been caught. Just your reputation as someone who shares everything with her best friend. You thought you could follow ChinatownJake98 on Instagram without me noticing? Nice try. Guess again, bitch!
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, you've been caught. How do you know that? Do you have actual social media powers? I only followed him because Sophia made me. She's sick of complaining about her long-distance boyfriend and wanted a distraction. I'm completely ashamed.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re, you've been caught. Why are you ashamed he followed you back? Sophia should dump the LDR. It's destined to fail anyway.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, you've been caught. He followed me back? How do you know this stuff?
Jen to Ava. Subject, re, you've been caught. How do you not know this stuff? Seriously, your mom is better at the internet than you. What's your next move? And don't say unfollowing him.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, you've been caught. Some of the girls in my house are going to his frat tonight. I guess I could go and try not to look like a troll with social anxiety. Did I tell you my therapist nodded at my last session? She's really opening up.
1:14 a.m. EST. Have a draft of my follow-up piece. Can I send it to you?
Yes, we'll read ASAP.
I thought you were going to the party.
I'm at the party.
Ava, you can't proofread at a fraternity.
Come on. I'm sure some of these guys are journalism majors.
I'm not sending it. Go find Jake.
Crying emoji. Ava to Jen. Subject, formal inquiry. Quick question. Remember winter formal sophomore year when you told Chris R. to kiss me and then he did on our way home and I didn't realize that you could breathe through your mouth while kissing and I suffocated? Does that have to count as my first kiss? Because I would really prefer last night to count as my first kiss. I remembered to breathe and everything. Let me know your official opinion as the author of my future biography. Ava.
2:13 p.m. EST. You don't email about kissing, you text about kissing. A whole hour just passed with me not knowing you're a little slut.
I'm not a slut.
Slut is not bad. We are reclaiming the word slut.
I know, but I don't think a little light kissing counts.
Ew, what is light kissing?
Minimal tongue, lots of feelings.
Oh boy. I need more details, but I'm about to meet with Charlotte. Send follow-up detailed email, please.
Tell Charlotte I say, what's good?
No.
Ava to Jen. Subject, love, lust, and beer pong. Here's the thing. Everything that happened last night was incredibly cliche, bordering on boring. If it was a scene in a movie, I would have talked shit about it for being uninspired and predictable. But that's part of what made it so special to me. It felt so normal. I felt normal. Better than normal. Desired. Gross, gross. Scratch that from the biography. Anyway, I showed up at ZBT around 9:30 with two girls from my pledge class, Chelsea and Emma. Chelsea is kind of a basic bitch, but she sort of knows it and doesn't care, which is weirdly refreshing. Emma is British and keeps threatening to quit Gamify due to all the mandatory events. Emma is my favorite. Side note, why do parties start so late? What are we all trying to prove? No one does anything interesting between 7 and 10 anyway. I've started to refer to this time in my life as nightly purgatory. Oh, I forgot to tell you what I was wearing. Black jeans and that sheer pink blouse with the gold buttons. Don't be mad, but I wore a black tank top under it. I'm not ready to show full back yet. Jake was wearing a ZBT tank top and jeans. I wish I could have stricken this part from the official record. To be fair, all the boys wear the tank top at parties. He dresses normally when he goes to the Coffee Bean. As soon as we get there, I spot him talking with a freshman pledge who is also in the film school. Crit studies, I think. Nothing impressive. I can't tell if he noticed me, so I stare at him a few more seconds, like a complete lunatic, until Chelsea drags me away to the drink table. Another side note. Do I have to drink to fit in? I know this is a pathetic thing to actually ask, and all after-school specials tell you, no, of course not. But let's be real. Do I? Because I hate it. I settle on a vodka cranberry after Emma assures me no one roofied it. Apparently, I am being super paranoid about the whole roofying thing. I take a couple sips and pretend to know all the lyrics to some Katy Perry song as my friends dance. Within 20 minutes, I have to pee. Because I am me, and in addition to having the personality of a 65-year-old, I also have a postmenopausal bladder. This is a problem for many reasons. I don't know where the bathroom is, and I can only assume said bathroom is disgusting, even for someone without my high cleanliness standards. Basic bitch Chelsea is already grinding cheek to cheek with some senior, so I beg Emma to accompany me. She does so half-heartedly. The British, am I right? And I lose her almost immediately. But I do find Jake, standing alone. Waiting? Maybe? For me? Probably not. Him. Hey. Me. Hi, where is your bathroom? What is wrong with me? Do I need to immediately appear as though I have IBS? I don't even have IBS. I would probably be cooler if I did have it, though, because people with IBS are so above being embarrassed for banal needs. Him. Let me show you. I know, this is all very cliche, but I did give you that disclaimer at the beginning. He takes my hand. Oh my God, slow down! And leads me up the stairs, too. You guessed it. His bedroom. The entire time I'm thinking, this is so lame and predictable. But also, holy shit, I'm in a boy's bedroom. And he is about to listen to me pee. His room is connected to a bathroom. I have to lock like 3 doors because it's a shared bathroom, which is basically my worst nightmare. I quickly pop a squat and pray to the pee gods that nothing other than pee comes out. Now would be the perfect time to actually get IBS. I wipe after checking the toilet paper. It seemed new. Wash my hands and use my shirt to open the door, since a clean hand towel would have been too good to be true. When I come out, I see Jake on his bed, playing guitar. I know! I warned you! The following scene is vomit-inducing. Do not continue reading if you have an aversion to sincerity or are recently pregnant. Me. What are you playing? Jake. An acoustic version of Hotline Bling. Me. Cool. He laughs, which I hope means he knows how ridiculous that sounds, and then pats the bed next to him. I go over and sit down, worried because my hands are still wet from a lack of a clean towel. Me. Sorry, my hands are still wet from a lack of a clean towel. Jake. You can wipe them on my shirt. Are you kidding me? This guy is so smooth. So now I'm wiping my hands all over his shirt when he grabs me by the wrists, looks at me for way too long to be comfortable or sexy, and says, I'm glad you came tonight. Me. Same. And then we are making out on a bed. It was crazy. I felt like my dad was going to walk in at any moment, which was not a great thing to think about. His tongue was warm and beer-like. For as much as I hate beer in my mouth, I like it in his. He tried to pull my shirt up, but I stopped him. I didn't mean to stop the whole thing, I just wanted to stop the escalation, but as soon as I did that, he pulled back, kissed my hand, and said, let's go downstairs. I immediately ran into Emma and got sucked into a mess about her ex-boyfriend, even though he lives in London and my could-be boyfriend was mere feet away. Jake hung around for a second, but then left to hang out with his friends. I went home a few minutes later while Emma ugly cried and said wanker a lot. I love this word. Am I allowed to say it? So that's it. That's the whole thing. Have I ruined everything? Please advise and try to forget that he kissed my hand. I will do the same. Ava.
Jen to Ava. Subject. Re, love, lust, and beer pong. Wow, I would rate this whole email NC-17. Not cute unless you're 17. And we're 18, so I vomited into my moleskin. Just kidding, everything about this seems delightfully normal, with a touch of sap. Just remember, Jake is a typical college guy who barely knows how to take care of himself. Your self-worth should not hang in the balance of his New Balances. What's your plan of attack? Boyfriend? Hookup? Complete avoidance? The second one is easiest, just FYI. Proud of you, boo. G.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, love, lust, and beer pong. Can I have a complete breakdown of the differing strategies so I can cross-reference my attraction to the energy I want to expend? Thanks in advance, and please reply in a timely manner.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re, love, lust, and beer pong. The below is in no way endorsed by the FDA as an official treatment for horny girl, but it is highly recommended by many teens, queens, and divorcees. Strategy 1. Boyfriend. Ignore him for 5 days. If he contacts you in these 5 days, you can respond, but never initiate contact. Never ask questions. Remain mysterious. If he doesn't contact you, go back to his frat for a party, and this is very important, continue to ignore him. Talk to as many of his friends as possible while creating an illusion that you are having the best time of your young life. If he tries to talk to you, allow it, but leave early. Expect a text within 2 days. Do not agree to go over to his frat. Do not agree to do anything other than dinner, or maybe lunch if your schedules are crazy. Wait 1 month to have sex. Disclaimer, I hate this plan. It is stupid and sexist, but it also works on 95% of entitled white men. Strategy 2. Hookup. This is the most fun plan. Wait 3 days and then text him, "What are you doing?" Regardless of what he responds, text, "Want to come over later?" Have sex. Or not, it's your body. Continue to hook up once a week until the spark fades or one of you falls in love and convinces the other one that this is more than a hookup. Congratulations, you have made it to the end of strategy 1 with minimal effort. This is how you infiltrate the system from the inside. Disclaimer, this is by far the most dangerous strategy. It can end in heartbreak. Protect yourself. Strategy 3, complete avoidance. Avoid the person, completely. Disclaimer, this might have the opposite of the desired effect and cause said person to fall in love with you. That's why the police invented restraining orders. There you go. Choose wisely, or not at all.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, love, lust, and beer pong. I have to wait 5 days? That's so long. I don't think I can wait that long to do anything. Can I counter with 3.5?
Jen to Ava. Subject, re, love, lust, and beer pong. I see you've selected strategy 1. May the odds be ever in your favor.
8:42 a.m. PST. I am a terrible friend.
No, you're not. Wait, why? Have you betrayed me?
Worse. I've forgotten about you.
Who do you think you're texting?
I mean, I forgot to ask about you. How was the meeting with Charlotte?
Oh, good.
Just good? Did she like the article?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
We mostly just hung out, talked about journalism on a macro scale.
Am I allowed to say that's gay?
No. Jen to Ava. Subject, game recognized game. I don't know how to put this politely, so I will just put it. You are the craziest person I know. To be clear, I do not mean that as an insult. If anything, it is a testament to your extreme resilience that you are as crazy as you are and still functioning so beautifully. After years of therapy and medication, I'm not going to do the whole pep talk, but you get it. You're basically an unofficial therapist. So, I need some semi-professional guidance on what the fuck is going on with Molly. I can't tell if she's just college girl acting out or a young woman in trouble. Also, I don't know if it's even my place to say anything since I haven't known her for that long and we occasionally swap saliva, so it's more complicated than if she was just a friend. I'm not a psych major, because Emerson doesn't offer it, but the best way I can describe her behavior is manic? Not straight up girl interrupted, but worrisome. She parties all weekend and then sleeps through class. If I don't respond right away, she'll leave me a lengthy, expletive-full voicemail, and by the time I call her back, she's completely over it. Is this normal? I know no one is normal, but is this worrisome? Her parents live nearby in Stoneham. Maybe I can suggest a visit there? Or will that seem like I'm trying to meet her parents because I'm secretly in love with her and want to lock her down in a patriarchal fashion? To be super clear, I have no intention of dating this person, but I care about her because I am a human being. Jen. P.S. I can give you the full pep talk if you need it.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, game, recognize, game. This is a tough one. It's hard to help people who don't want help. Wanting help has always been my saving grace. I practically scream, help me, from the rooftops. If you ever bother to get me the full pep talk again, make sure you include the time I told my dad, I need to see a doctor because something inside of me is making me sad. When I was 4 years old, how has no one made a Lifetime movie about me yet? Is it possible that she might be a drug addict? If that's the case, you need to contact another semi-professional because I have no experience with anything you can't be prescribed. My Cymbalta is still making me sweaty, by the way. I've had to buy these sweat wipes for my face, but I just soak through them. It's disgusting. I'm disgusting. Anyway, if it's not a drug thing, I think you should try talking to her. Maybe open up about some of the challenges you've been facing since leaving home. I know you're perfectly independent. Make something up. Then ask if she feels the same at all. Feel free to mention the emotional mess who is your best friend. People love to open up to me about their problems. I think it's because I'm so relatable. I'm like the Sandra Bullock of mental illness. Also, try not to hook up with her anymore. She needs a friend, not a fuck buddy. Plus, promiscuity is often a side effect of mania, and you don't want to enable unhealthy behaviors. Already, I have given more practical advice than my current therapist who is actually licensed. How does anyone have a job? Keep me updated. XOA.
11:14 a.m. EST. I overreacted.
Fifth Harmony is not the greatest band of all time?
I never said that. I just said it was the greatest women of color girl group of our time.
You're such a liar.
Whatever. Molly is fine. She basically laughed in my face.
Have you ever heard of denial?
No, is that in Egypt?
That joke only works out loud, you moron. What did she say?
She said she was fine and it was cute that I was worried about her.
And then what?
And then nothing.
You both disappeared? Genevieve!
I tried to be a good person. I deserve some action.
Unbelievable.
Wink.
Ava to Jen. Subject, day 3 of being trapped on this island. I'm losing my mind. I can't tell up from down. I've started scratching a thin line into the foot of my bed every night to keep track of the time. My best friend is a volleyball named Willis, so I can say, what you talking about, Willis, without Tom Hanks' attorney suing me for plagiarism. Why has he not contacted me? Am I a bad kisser? How do I know if I'm a bad kisser? I can't even ask you now for feedback. I hate having a gay friend. I'm lashing out. I'm so proud of you and your gayness. I wish I was gay. No, I don't. I wish I was asexual. Please delete this email, preferably before you bother to read it.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re, day 3 of being trapped on this island. How's your spiral? Are you enjoying it? Are there lots of twists and turns that release into a pit of blackness? I'm going to choose to ignore your latent homophobia and instead ask you this. Why would he be liking all your Instagram photos if you're a bad kisser? G. P.S. I'm not gay. I'm not anything. I'm the darkness under your bed.
4:27 p.m. PST. He liked 4 of my photos.
I know. How did you not know?
Sorority. All the girls are obligated to like each other's photos. I've never had more likes in my life. It got lost.
I still found it.
Stop gloating and tell me what to do.
DM a dick pic.
Stop saying that.
Comment on his most recent photo and go to a party at his house this weekend.
His most recent photo is of a bong.
Get out now before it's too late.
I'm going to write, nice.
Scratch that comment. Just go to the party. You're better in real life.
I'm trying to be a writer.
Jen to Ava. Subject, not so humble brag. My second article hit the newsstands this morning. Not the stands, but the internet. It's a hit! With our limited audience. The president of the college called over to see if she could potentially write an op-ed in response. My editor, Kent, all but promised me a staff position next semester. He assigned me a lengthy expose on racist graffiti inside the Paramount Theater. Don't ask. Part of me feels like I should quit while I'm ahead and let them speak of my legend while I retire to Mexico and drink Mai Tais. The other part wants to keep writing until I'm the first queer female editor-in-chief of the New York Times. Charlotte wants to take me out for a celebratory dinner. I'm a little shocked because she's mostly ignored me in class this week, but maybe she just doesn't want to make it too obvious that I'm the TA's pet. What do I wear? I have never had to dress for past success before. Genevieve Goldman, future editor-in-chief, New York Times.
1:32 p.m. PST.
I'm so proud of you. Wear your blazer. 7:19 p.m. PST. I did a bad thing. Really bad. Like, accidentally launched the missiles bad. Freaking out. Hello? Great! Now I'm worried you're dead, too. I have nothing left.
4:27 a.m. EST. What happened? 7:52 a.m. EST. Are you okay? Ava, is this revenge?
11:31 p.m. PST.
Where were you? Where were you?
I went to the gym.
Oh, good. So your body still works.
I did a bad thing.
How bad?
Strategy too bad.
Girl!
Ava 2 Jen, subject, in need of new strategy. So, I made an oopsie. Last night, it was really the afternoon, but that sounds so pathetic. I started freaking out. I went down this weird rabbit hole where I thought Jake wasn't contacting me because he didn't think I wanted him to contact me. Also, I realized he didn't have my number. How could he contact me even if he wanted to? I know. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. These solutions occurred to me later. I was spiraling, okay? So I emailed one of the guys in my screenwriting class who was pledging ZBT and asked for Jake's number. I am an insane person. Why would I do this? Because I am insane. Exactly 1 hour later, my friend replied with Jake's number. It is important to note that during this time, I realized that I was, say it with me, insane. But I couldn't not contact him after overtly asking for his number. No way was Jake not going to hear about that. I scraped the bottom of my brain for some viable reason other than extreme desperation to contact him, and I came up with, "Can I borrow your camera?" Before you freak out, keep in mind that I am in film school and that this isn't the weirdest request. He has a Canon 5D, which I know because he bragged about it the night we made out in his room. Remember that night when I was a normal college girl instead of a psychopath? So I spent half an hour crafting the perfect text message that seemed flirty yet casual, business-minded yet fun, and sent it off into the ether. Nothing. For 2 hours. That's when I needed you most. More on that later. Where the hell were you and why were you awake at 4 a.m.? And then, a reply. Not just a reply, but an invitation to go over to his house so he could teach me how to use it. Which, honestly, is a bit condescending since I'm also in film school. But to be completely fair, I had no idea how to use it. These hands were made for typing, baby! Fast forward, 3 outfit changes and a mild panic attack, and I'm making my way over to ZBT alone at night. This was dumb for many reasons, including the dangerous neighborhood. When I got to the house, there was a bunch of guys hanging out in the living room. I asked if Jake was around, and they asked me which Jake, and then I panicked and forgot his last name. This always happens to me in moments of extreme panic. I forgot how to pronounce Veronica during one particularly stressful middle school sleepover. One of the guys mercifully threw out a couple of Jake options, and I recognized the right one. I was told he was in his room. Then, the following conversation. Nice frat guy. It's up the stairs to the evil frat guy. She knows where it is. Me. Dies. Why are boys so mean? Seriously. Why humiliate a perfectly nice girl for zero reason? I went up the stairs, knocked on the wrong door, and then finally found Jake's room after disappointing a nerd playing Magic the Gathering, who looked at me like a pizza that got delivered early. Jake, shirtless on his bed, strumming a guitar, smiled when he saw me. Not a big smile, but a smirk. Like, I knew you'd be back. My stomach turned. I'm not sure if it was in a good way. Long story short, he never taught me how to use the camera. But I did get felt up for the first time, and now I have to shoot some sort of experimental short film, or else he'll think I'm obsessed with him. Whoops! A.
Gen 2 Ava, subject, re, in need of new strategy. I would give this story a B-. Far too much exposition in the third act seemed rushed. What do you mean he felt you up? These are the kinds of details I need. I await the rewrite.
Ava 2 Jen, subject, in need of new strategy. I'm embarrassed. The whole thing was embarrassing. My mind kept racing and I couldn't stop thinking about his sheets. They seemed clean, but how clean could they really be? When was the last time he washed them? Would he respect me after this? What if I needed to pee? It was all overwhelming. What are you supposed to feel when you're hooking up? Nothing? everything? I stopped him from going down my pants. I want to make sure we are more of a thing before that, and also I want it to be on my sheets. We fell asleep around midnight, and he walked me back to my dorm in the morning. I had an outdoor kiss. In the sunlight. I guess my big takeaway from all of this is, why were you awake at 4 a.m.? Do not think you can deflect your whereabouts. I am a goddamn detective. Love and anxiety, Ava.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re, in need of new strategy. Jesus, you never let anything go, do you? Even when you're in the throes of romantic passion. I was out with Charlotte for a celebratory dinner and drinks.
3:49 p.m. PST. Are you fucking kidding me?
Always.
When I check my email after my stupid induction rehearsal, there better be an in-depth email waiting for me. I want details, Genevieve. All the details.
Jen to Ava. Subject, per your request. Request is putting it lightly. You should join the CIA. I hear all interrogation tactics are encouraged over there, regardless of basic human rights. I don't know what there is to say, other than I'm hooking up with my TA. See, that's how you tell a story. You lead with the fucking lead. Now that I've hooked you, I'll take my time, since my editor, Kent, doesn't give me a word count for emails. Headline, Young Journalist Shocked by Interest of Elusive Older Woman, by Genevieve Goldman, Berkeley Beacon staff. Dateline, Boston. Until last night, Genevieve Goldman, 18, had only skimmed the surface of what the sapphic world has to offer. Upon arrival at Gaslight in the South End, her luck was about to change. Miss Goldman, a native of Los Angeles, was meeting her Emerson College Discovering Journalism teaching assistant, Charlotte Wang, 32, for a celebratory dinner. Miss Wang had invited Miss Goldman on the pretense of mentorship, as the two had grown close over Miss Goldman's recent investigation of a disgusting pervert who should most definitely be fired from the Department of Communications. After ordering drinks, a whiskey neat for Miss Wang, and a cherry Coke for Miss Goldman, conversation quickly turned personal. Miss Wang lamented a recent love affair turned sour, while Miss Goldman tried to appear cool and knowledgeable about lesbian drama. She is not. According to sociology-based social cues, such as light touching and hair flipping, Miss Wang was flirting. Miss Goldman, not being a complete idiot according to her closest friends and family, flirted back but didn't make any moves to advance the situation. By the end of the three-course meal, shaved beet salad, swordfish, and shared gâteau à pommes, Miss Goldman was reporting feelings of nausea and nerves. After a tense moment outside, Miss Wang broke the silence with an invitation for a nightcap at her place. This question has been documented as the singularly most successful move of all time. Within 10 minutes, both women arrived at Miss Wang's flat, sober yet elated. Within another 10 minutes, neither were sober. They were still elated. Things escalated quickly with limited talking from either party. All specific details about the goings-on were off the record, but reports suggest there were up to 4 goings-on. At approximately 4:27 a.m., Miss Goldman took a reprieve from her folly to answer a text from a beloved friend, who was later revealed to have made a misjudgment in Miss Goldman's absence. Following the lack of reply from said friend, Miss Goldman fell asleep in the arms of Miss Wang, who clearly does Pilates or at least lifts light weights. The two separated late the next morning after a French press coffee, courtesy of Miss Wang's adult life. There were unconfirmed reports of canoodling outside Miss Wang's apartment before a red-faced Miss Goldman made her way back to her moronic roommate and dull student life. To contact this reporter, please send 4 messenger pigeons and a Big Mac to the Piano Row dormitory at Emerson College.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, per your request. What? But she's your TA, and she's ancient, and you had cherry Coke? Please tell me that was actually just cherry Coke, the refreshing beverage, and not cherry Coke, the code word. Wow. Just wow. It's like you read a guidebook on how to have an outrageous college experience and then followed the steps. At least she's not married with children. Please tell me she's not married with children. Are you going to keep seeing her? Is she your girlfriend? How will you act normal in class? Should you transfer to a different class? Should she get fired for this? I think she should. Not that I want her specifically to be fired, but it seems like a good policy to have in place. This place is like Sodom and Gomorrah. Are there no rules? No wonder that dean got hired. He could practically be Emerson's mascot. Wow.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re per your request. TBD on all of your questions, except I don't think she's married. But you never know. 5:35 p.m. EST. I just saw a squirrel die.
What? You killed a squirrel?
I didn't kill it. It must have been hit by a car or something. It was freaking out and twitching. I'm scarred for life.
Get a tattoo of the squirrel so you never forget.
Ooh.
That was a joke. Do not get a squirrel tattoo.
Too late.
Ava to Jen, subject, for your consideration. So, crisis. Jake just texted me asking how my movie is going. Remember my movie? The pathetic invention of an excuse so I could reach out to a guy I later let feel me up? Well, guess what? The invention is about to become real. I can't have any future with Jake if our entire relationship is built on a lie. So I have to make a short film and not look like a total idiot doing so, since Jake will probably ask to see it. Screenwriting Sophia said she would help out, since she's befriended a couple of production kids and also wants to act. All writers want to act. All the directors want to write. The satisfaction level at this school is about zero. Here are some ideas. They are rough drafts just to see if I'm heading in the right direction. Please be kind. 1. A girl loses her iPhone. She has to retrace her steps to find it, and in the meantime, remembers how to live life without it. But funny. Remember that it would be funny. 2. A boy and a girl share their first kiss, but neither of them enjoys it. They then proceed into a long-term relationship due to a fear of being rude. Again, funny. 3. A silent film from the point of view of a squirrel. This was inspired by you, but the squirrel doesn't die, because comedy. And also budget. Pick one, pick none. Tell me to transfer to pre-law and fill out all my necessary paperwork.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re for your consideration. 2. Also, you don't need to make a movie to impress some guy, but you should make a movie because you are in film school, and I'm sure all the kids are doing it. Maybe start a YouTube channel. Those things can blow up.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re for your consideration. I hate YouTube. If anything, I would put it on Vimeo.
2:32 p.m. EST. Charlotte won't look at me.
Really? I'm so sorry.
Don't be. It's fun.
Being ignored is fun?
Oh, yeah. Now I have something to focus on in class.
How are we friends?
BRB, knocking a pen on the floor so she can see down my shirt.
You're out of control.
Jen to Ava. Subject, success. Charlotte cornered me after class and invited me over to her place for some wine and cheese party. If this isn't the lesbian dream, I don't know what is. I'm supposed to see a show at the comedy studio with Molly tonight, but I'll just cancel. She bails on me all the time anyway. I'm a bit concerned about how to act once I'm there. She probably doesn't want to make it glaringly obvious to all her friends that she's sleeping with a student. But maybe I'll linger around until everyone else leaves. God, I love games. She's so good at games. Too bad I'm better. Love and tits, G. 7:12 p.m. EST. Holy shit.
More details needed.
Molly just popped off on me for canceling.
Popped off how?
Do you know what that means?
I can infer.
She lost it. Started screaming that no one appreciates her or respects her.
What did you say?
I left.
You left?
You know I don't like to be yelled at. And I have a fancy lesbian event to attend.
Are all of Charlotte's friends lesbians?
A girl can hope.
Ava to Jen. Subject, Sisterhood of the Traveling Bimbos. I just spent 3 hours gluing sparkle Greek letters to a poster board while 20 other girls gossiped about the Bachelorette, like the contestants are real people and not robots hired by a massive corporation to fulfill their given duties and then disappear into minor Instagram fame. It doesn't help that I've actually never seen the Bachelorette. I don't know, these girls take Gamify so seriously. Like it's something that actually matters and not an excuse to take dumb photos and meet guys. I'm all for sisterhood in the metaphorical sense, but actual, you are my sister is creeping me out. Am I just being a snob? Or am I trying to shove a wooden square into a small circle? The initiation ceremony happens in 2 weeks. If I drop out before then, I won't have to pay a full semester of dues. My mom says not to worry about the money, and my dad just keeps cracking jokes that end in fi. Fire you later, etc. I know you're busy eating fancy cheese and trying not to go to the bathroom, but when you get a chance, I could use a good old Genevieve weigh-in, eh?
11:17 p.m. EST. For my next birthday, I would like a huge block of chèvre, please.
Go home, kid. You're drunk.
100%. But like, rich drunk. This wine is money!
How much?
Money! Jen to Ava. Subject, re, Sisterhood of the Traveling Bimbos. Ava, I have read your concerns regarding bimbos, and I have some hungover thoughts. First off, the term bimbo. Please forgo the term entirely, since it is outdated and perpetuates a patriarchal vocabulary. Are you a 1940s mobster telling his wife these other women don't mean anything to him? No? Then stop saying bimbo. Also, I doubt all of these girls are so terrible. Have you tried talking to them about other interests? Isn't one of the girls British? You can talk about Brexit. My official, once again, hungover Genevieve weigh-in suggests more time. Not everyone hits it off immediately. I fear that I have ruined you for other women. I am the best. We all know that. Sometimes you have to settle. I can hear the creaks in the floor two stories above me. If my head explodes, please keep my brain goop for science. Ow, 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 gee.
12:43 p.m. PST. Have contacted the CDC. They are scheduling body pickup.
The CDC? You think I have a disease?
They were just the first government agency to answer the phone. How are you feeling?
Is death a feeling?
Drink Gatorade and don't think this gets you out of a full disclosure of last night's event.
Stop pushing Gatorade on me.
Sorry, I signed a brand deal.
Jen to Ava. Subject, gender is over, if you want it. Charlotte might be my soulmate if I believed in soulmates and was interested in a monogamous relationship. Her friends, mostly other grad students from every college in New England, are cool and smart and talk to me like I'm a person, even though I just became one like a month ago. They're not all lesbians, but even the token cis straight guy had a feminine quality and beautiful hair. It started out very casual, but by midnight everyone was red wine drunk and smoking from a bong shaped like an elephant Charlotte bought in India. I abstained from the bong because I needed my wits about me. This poetry TA from Amherst clearly had her eyes on my girl as well. By the end of the party, it became a standoff for her affection, but guess what? College kids don't need to sleep. Kathleen lost stamina at 2 a.m. and went home, leaving me with Charlotte, who was too wasted to do anything other than stroke my hair and tell me all the awards I will win one day. It was the most satisfying interaction of my life. Don't worry, we still fornicated in the morning. She told me this morning that her friend is coming into town tomorrow, so we'll have to cool it for a week or two. What kind of person crashes for a week or two? I know that's what you're thinking. Apparently, Charlotte hosts people all the time. She likes to feed off different creative energy. I don't care, though. It's not like we're dating. We're exploring. And now I can explore other people. Wink, Gigi.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, gender is over, if you want it. Feeding off their energy? Really? This whole email seems like a pamphlet from one of those spiritual people at the airport. I'm happy for you? I don't understand you, but I'm happy for you. Now go explore with people your own age.
10:24 a.m. EST. My professor has a booger.
Ew, tell him.
I keep gesturing to my nose, but this guy is not picking up what I'm putting out.
Has everyone noticed?
I can only assume.
How are you texting in class?
It's connected to my computer.
7:16 p.m. PST. Jake asked me to come over.
No.
I just write back, no?
Write back, no. Next idea, please.
You are so good. Please hold. He's typing, quote, dinner, end quote.
I'm a fucking genius. People should pay me to tell them what to do.
What should I wear?
I have no idea.
Ava to Jen. Subject, Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. Can you tell that I go to film school? Let me set the scene. Interior, El Cholo, night. Two nervous college students make small talk about films only one of them has seen. The food arrives. Ava, 18, doesn't really like hers, but pretends to. Jake. So, when are you shooting the big movie? Ava chokes on a tortilla chip. It's not cute. Ava. Within the next few weeks, still finalizing some stuff, like the crew and location and script. Jake. Nice. Sweet. Cool. Who's playing the main guy? Oh, we're still finalizing the actors. I act, you know. Ava almost eats another tortilla chip, but stops herself. Anything I would have seen? Like a guest star on Law and Order? You get it. I'm not very good at dating, and Jake wants to be in my movie. Eep! Do you think this is a good idea? Bad idea? Neutral? Part of me feels like this is the most obvious cliche way for us to fall in love until one of us goes on a semester abroad. The other part of me feels like this is my project and I am really worried about doing it correctly. And when I am worried, I tend to be my worst self and maybe he will think I am a bitch even though I am just bossy and know what I want. Thank you for helping me reclaim that word. I didn't know how to respond, so I told him he would have to audition. He laughed at this, thinking it was some sort of sexy innuendo, even though I was being serious. I laughed back and then tried his chili margarita because some guy in Alvarado Street made him a fake ID last semester. He asked me to go back to his room after, but I play hard to get because my stomach hurt and because I was afraid. I don't know if my stomach hurting was psychosomatic or a result of the food. Either way, I think our next date shouldn't involve a meal, if there even is a next date. Apparently, I have to hold an audition first. Send help, love, and advice, A.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re, Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. Interesting. This guy is aggressive, for sure. I admire the confidence, but I also find it off-putting from a straight white male. I think if you have any hesitation about it, then you shouldn't do it. This is your first short, and that's stressful enough. You don't want to have to worry about some guy's feelings on set. That said, all I want to do is write with Charlotte for the rest of my life, so what do I know? P.S. Did you see on Instagram that Tracy got a tattoo of a pot leaf? She made us stop watching Minority Report because it was rated R. College changes people.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. That was actually me, and it was rated PG-13. But I still thought I was too young to properly ingest the content.
8:06 p.m. EST. Kent just called himself my editor, out loud.
It's like he can hear us.
I wouldn't be surprised. He's an investigative journalist.
Change my name in your contacts.
Jen to Ava. Subject. There are three types of people in this world. And they all go to journalism school. Allow me to explain. As a rough draft of my future exposé titled, There Are Three Types of People in This World and They All Go to Journalism School, we are paid by the word. The aforementioned Kent, my editor, falls under Watergate devotees. This paranoid group of young go-getters thinks they are always one article away from taking down the U.S. government. Watergate was their first coming, and Edward Snowden is their messiah. The second type of journalist is Carrie Bradshaw meets Dan Savage. They think their own lives are newsworthy enough to warrant a story and are unable to remain objective. Very fun at parties, awful in class. Finally, we arrive at If Hunter S. Thompson Was in Almost Famous. Write drunk, edit sober. Except they're never sober. For every groundbreaking piece, there are 15 paragraphs of incoherent LSD-fueled trash. Where do I fall, you might ask? I don't subscribe to labels, unless I'm labeling other people. G.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, there are three types of people in this world. I would peg you as a Watergate devotee with a healthy dose of cynicism. I haven't quite pegged the three different types of screenwriters, but there seems to be a real divide among the film majors. Production major. Making movies since childhood. Already knows how to use a camera. Wants to specialize in directing. Snob. Screenwriting major. Loves movies. Horrible at technical aspects of filmmaking, such as the line and lighting. Not popular in high school. Most likely to make money. Asterisk. Critical studies major. Wanted to be a production major, but didn't get in. See above for personality type. Animation major. Mysterious. Asterisk. I, however, won't ever make any money because my script for the short is atrocious. How did I get into this school? Did they even read my application? I must have been some sort of mailing error they were too embarrassed to fix.
4:32 p.m. PST. Remember that time you ghost wrote a note for me and then Brett Collins and I hooked up in your car as a result?
Yes.
Proof you're a great writer.
You said his saliva tasted like soy sauce.
That's on him, not you. You're a star. 8:15 p.m. PST. Uh-oh.
SpaghettiOs!
Why are all of your references not of this time?
Old soul. What's up?
Molly wants me to go to a party with her.
Have you talked since the big blowout?
Nope.
Do you want to go?
Nope.
So you're gonna...
Go, obviously, it's a party.
Make good decisions!
Jen to Ava. Subject, awkward turtle. So last night happened, and it was fucking weird. I went to that party with Molly around 10, because parties start at 10, and it was fine, but nothing special. I feel like art students are performing instead of living, and it's not that fun to talk to a caricature of a human being. If I found out that I was actually talking to an alien pretending to be a human, sign me up. An actual human who can't relate to emotion and empathy? No thanks. Anyway, around 1, I wanted to bail, and Molly insisted on coming with me, even though she ignored me all night. She was hungry and dragged me to this pizza place called New York Pizza. Hilarious. After making a scene because they didn't carry pineapples, ... she calmed down enough to sit on a bench outside and wait for me to bring her the food, which I also had to pay for. I stayed outside waiting for our calzones, which take forever. By the time they were finally ready, I walked outside into a full-blown shitstorm. Charlotte was standing there with her friend from out of town, the stunning Nigerian woman, Essie, while Molly screamed at her. Yes, my friend hookup Molly was yelling at my TA lover, Charlotte, in front of a beautiful worldly woman. Do you remember Molly's torturous ex, Charlie? Charlie equals Charlotte, and Charlotte equals Charlie. Yup. And apparently, things did not end well between them. Molly was shouting something about dignity when I strolled up, in shock. But Charlotte remained cool, barely looking my way, not giving anything away. She let Molly go on for a bit until she tired herself out. FYI, this is a great tactic to use when someone is shouting at you. Essie even pulled out her phone at one point before introducing herself to me very casually while Molly screamed, "I'm not a toy!" Eventually, Molly stopped to catch her breath and Charlotte stroked her hair, somehow making her feel taken care of and stupid for acting out. Within a moment, both women were gone, and Molly was stuffing her face with a calzone. Like, what do I do now? Do I tell Molly I'm sleeping with Charlotte? I'm thinking no. Do I reach out to Charlotte to apologize for Molly's behavior? Or to just do nothing at all and wait for everything to die down? Seems like a solid plan. I think I need to put the kibosh on this whole Molly situation. This girl is unstable and not in a manic pixie dream girl good times way. How was your night? G.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, awkward turtle. Whoa, this Charlotte gets around. Is she dating that Essie girl too? I don't understand your life. I know this is unlike me, but I think you're right. No plan is the best plan, other than staying away from Molly, and maybe eating more vegetables. My night was fine. Hung out at the house and tried to feel like one of the girls. I don't know. My entire involvement at Gamma Phi feels forced. There is another football game this weekend that we are encouraged / expected to attend. I think I might just go home instead. I wonder how many different family birthday parties I have to attend this year to get out of things. I might need to transition to funerals at some point. Okay, off to audition Jake. I told him he had to do a chemistry read with Sophia before I could hand him the part. Here's hoping the poorly written sides won't make him change his mind.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re, awkward turtle. Why are you auditioning Jake? I thought we decided you don't need no man.
4:32 p.m. PST. I'm auditioning Jake because I am dumb and weak. Also, he is so cute and I have nothing and no one.
Cool, just needed clarification.
Ava to Jen. Subject, and the Oscar goes to... another white person. But for real, Sophia is so good. I had no idea. I basically just cast her in an attempt to strengthen our friendship and get free access to gear. But the girl has chops. Jake was pretty good, too. He ad-libbed some lines, which I didn't love, but then again, art is about collaboration, yada yada. I want to write movies alone in my room. I'm making a film! I'm making a short film! I'm making a student film.
11:47 p.m. EST. Hypothetically, can I get fired for hooking up with my editor?
Kent? Your editor, Kent?
No! Any editor! Or would only the editor get fired and I can sue for sexual harassment?
Is this really just a hypothetical?
Yep.
I'll ask my dad.
Thank you! Jen to Ava. Subject, Superman versus Lex Luthor. I have a nemesis. Which is actually great, because I always thought you weren't an interesting person until at least a few people hated you. His name is Alex. He's the only other freshman who has any real shot of getting a news staff position next semester. He hasn't written anything groundbreaking at Emerson, but he won a big-time national award for his high school paper last year, an exposé on gendered elementary school bathrooms. He's trans, by the way, which is the equivalent of having a private plane at Emerson and probably nowhere else. I'm not outing him, for the record. It's public knowledge. Am I upset that my nemesis is a socially conscious, dapper prodigy? You bet. But his cleverly worded group emails aren't fooling me. Behind his pride-stickered laptop is a conniving jerk who is only out for himself. He's already spread rumors that I got lucky with my Dean story, and I have yet to prove myself as an actual journalist. Too bad no one ever told him that rage is my secret weapon. That's my secret, Cap. I'm always angry. Bitches and hoes, G.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re Superman versus Lex Luthor. Okay, lots to process here. How do you know he is spreading rumors? And isn't it better to not engage? Maybe just put your head down and do the work. Sigh. Even as I'm writing this, I know it's a waste of time. I'm going to turn on the news and see that you got involved in some lightsaber battle with Out Magazine Student of the Year. The worst part is the super unhealthy rivalry will probably make you a better journalist. Follow your heart, but take your brain with you. A top 10 funny quote according to Google search. Ava.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re, Superman versus Lex Luthor. Let's end every email with a ridiculous quote. Mine will all be from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Rumor has it that Alex made a few biting remarks at a Beacon party last weekend, and he actively rolled his eyes at me this morning in a meeting. Plus, he refuses to follow me back on Twitter, and his Instagram is private. What are you hiding, Alex? I'm going to take this asshole down. Even if I have to kiss Kent's editor butt outside of business hours, I'll put on chapstick and get to it. Office Jen, pretty good time. Party Jen, unstoppable. Eat shit. Not you. Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist, Genevieve Goldman.
8:32 p.m. PST. Sophia broke up with her boyfriend.
Called it.
She's being eerily calm about it.
She didn't like that guy.
Question mark, question mark, question mark. How would you know that?
I assume no one likes anyone until you've been married for like 20 years.
According to that logic, your parents must like each other.
Holy shit, I completely forgotten I have parents!
My mom won't stop texting me about Jane the Virgin.
Ruth, what a softie.
Have you really not called your parents?
No comment.
Ava to Jen. Subject, Christian Bale versus the DP. Hate to steal your thunder, but you're no longer the only person with a nemesis. Although in my case, as you can see from the subject line, both the antagonist and the protagonist are heavily flawed. Who is the incompetent cinematographer to my grisly Christian Bale, tortured slash talented? Why, it's none other than my obnoxious teen therapist, Lily. Finally found out her first name, and it's adorable. Which makes it hard to scream it in a believably angry way. After weeks of not talking, other than to ask me to repeat myself, only for her to not write anything down, Dr. Lily decides to make an announcement. Apparently, I'm incredibly defensive. Defensive of what? Her soft chewing of hard candy? Seriously, we're talking three different lifesavers in the course of 1 hour. I wasn't even sure that this woman was capable of audible speech, and suddenly she's accusing me of building walls and refusing to see anything outside of my own self-diagnosis. She had the audacity to ask me why I even come to therapy if I already have everything figured out and under control. I have nothing figured out, and everything is out of control. Anyone who knows me knows this. Plus, I have to go to therapy, or my parents will pull me out of school. That was the deal. I tried to explain this to her, calmly. And she said, and I quote, "Why are you so angry?" Well, now I'm really angry. Nothing pisses me off more than someone telling me I'm pissed off. I have to assume this is an innate biological reaction, because how else would anyone respond to such infuriating commentary? The rest of the session was an angry blur, but I tried to explain my point of view. One, I'm not defensive. I'm just filling the time with my own observations because she never says anything. Two, I'm more well-versed in my particular brand of illness because I've been living with it for 14 years and she just met me. Three, I am very self-aware and do not find myself to be abnormally defensive. Instead of engaging me in a conversation about her brand new interpretation of me, she clammed up and leaned her head to one side. Do you know what's the most effective way to make someone sound defensive? Force her to talk for 20 minutes about how she's totally not defensive. She is an evil genius, and I will destroy her.
I just want to go back to Dr. Miles and her comfy couch in Santa Monica. Maybe she can do Skype sessions, or my parents will let me bring my car. A bunch of other freshmen have cars. I'm sure I can find 3 hours in the middle of the week to drive across the city and have a nice familiar face tell me that I'm making great progress. Quote, I hate therapy, end quote. Ava Helmer, 2017.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re, Christian Bale versus the DP. I appreciate your commitment to ending every email with a quote, but I have to call technicality on quoting yourself. If you became a meme or something, then maybe you could send said meme back to me. But until you go viral, please refer to outside sources. What were you guys talking about when all of this happened? Whatever happens tomorrow, you must promise me one thing, that you will stay who you are, not a perfect soldier, but a good woman. Stanley Tucci, G.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, Christian Bale versus the DP. We were talking about this kid in my writing class, Ben, who always critiques me unnecessarily. I can handle notes, but this guy goes after me every time. And then, yesterday, he told me not to get defensive, which obviously sparked a new word in Dr. Lily, and she held on to it for dear life. You don't think I'm defensive, do you?
Jen to Ava, subject, re, Christian Bale versus the DP. How about them Yankees? Gonna be a great year.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, Christian Bale versus the DP. Genevieve!
Jen to Ava. Subject, re, Christian Bale versus the DP. Okay, okay. Are you defensive? Yes, but everyone is defensive. And I think it's a bit different for you, because you do a lot of work explaining your own behavior and thoughts to yourself, so it's extra hard to hear an outsider's point of view and or someone who spends no time considering her own actions, aka someone like me. Also, this woman sees you as highly functioning. She doesn't necessarily understand where you're coming from and the work you've had to do to get to this place, like me. So in conclusion, maybe you are defensive. But that doesn't mean you will always be defensive. If anyone knows how to change for the better, it's you. Remember when you used to shower 3 times a day? What are you down to now? Life is a journey. Namaste.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, Christian Bale versus the DP. I'm down to 1 shower and a foot wash. I see your point. But I still hate her in hard candies. 2:56 p.m. PST. I just fell down in front of a large group of people.
Fell down how? Tripped or touched ground?
Full ground.
Send pic.
I stood back up.
So you're fine.
I hope one day something truly embarrassing happens to you and you are forced to understand my daily struggle.
You can't be embarrassed if you don't get embarrassed.
I hate you.
Rest in peace. Love you too. 3:12 p.m. EST. Charlotte wants to see me in her office.
That's good.
Home is good. Office is bad.
The drawbacks of banging your teacher.
Hashtag slut life. Jen to Ava. Subject, hot co-ed newsletter. Turns out we had to meet in her office because her house was occupied. For a second, I thought she wanted to talk about my latest paper because she handed it to me, but then I realized we just hadn't closed the door yet and one of her colleagues was walking by. But then the door closed and work was over for the day. Get it? We had sex in her office. Very exciting and uncomfortable. I think people do stuff on a bed for a reason, but it was a real rush. Definitely something for the spank bank. Afterwards, I tried to talk to her about the whole Molly episode, but she brushed it off. Apparently, they were barely together, and Molly just likes drama. I asked her if she thought I could stay friends with her, and Charlotte said she didn't care either way. I didn't bother to share that Molly and I have hooked up because the whole thing seems so childish in the fluorescent glow of her cramped shared office. Molly hasn't reached out anyway, so I think it's a non-issue. If it wasn't clear, I feel very accomplished and cool. G.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, hot co-ed newsletter. You had sex in her office? What is wrong with this person? Is she actively trying to get fired? Didn't you write an entire expose about a teacher's inappropriate behavior with his students? Why is this okay? Because it's a female teacher? I really feel like you need to be careful. Weekends, whatever. I'm not your mother. Or my mother. But stop flirting with danger. It's getting ridiculous.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re, hot co-ed newsletter. Thank you for the concern, but you're freaking out over nothing. I'm trying to get that sleazy dean fired because of sexual harassment. What happened today was completely consensual, and that is why it is different. You make me not want to tell you stuff when you react like this.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, hot co-ed newsletter. Don't do that. Don't make it seem like I have to agree with everything you do in order to stay in your life. That's not what friends are for. If you want a yes woman, make a lot of money and buy one.
Jen to Ava, subject, re, hot co-ed newsletter. It's possible to disagree with someone without sounding like a judgy, condescending asshole. I'm not a moron.